48, the Chinese Manchurian baby coup conspiracy theory. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Julian Field,
and Travis View. All right. Excited about this one because, you know, sometimes conspiracy theories, they are, you know, fringe affairs. They're sticks of the chance or crazy message boards. This is one that somehow is like infected, you know, just the highest levels of like media and government and is making people crazy.
Yeah. And we're being overseen just, you know, so that the people who pay for us and pay us understand we're being overseen by Corky Klotz. He is present from Beijing, overseeing our treatment of course, the beautiful country of
overlording,
China.
Really, not overseeing. Mm. Overlording is probably better.
Absolutely.
Towering over us.
Yes, and many good tidings to you, Corky.
Yes, even though you aren't going to respond, and even though sometimes you do, like in the last episode, and listeners will probably wonder when they're going to hear that sweet, sultry voice again, but we're going to gatekeep it.
He seems to understand English, but like a lot of the time he just nods, so I just figure, okay, I think he gets it. We're good. I mean, this is one of those episodes, Travis, where the title itself is like it's gathering speed. It's like a snowball going downhill, getting bigger and bigger. The Chinese Manchurian baby coup conspiracy theory. Oh boy, can't wait. Just got struck by the giant snowball.
Yeah. There's lots of growing anxiety around China as like Trump and his associates tried to initiate the third red scare here in the United States.
Oh yeah. They've been going so hard. Like the White House is posting about communism all day.
Oh, I know. I can't believe that shit. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They're so all about it. Nothing changed. History is here and we're at the same point again. All liberal progress has been wiped off the board. We're just back to fucking McCarthyist instincts and
like a sand castle that you built like on the wet part of the sand.
Yeah, we're at war with Iran. Like, look at the world that we have. Like, we're at war with Iran. There was a full genocide in Palestine, total fucking failure to control the client state of Israel. Mm-hmm. And then look at us. We're trying to start another fucking giant world war involving somehow China and Russia, both of which have no taste for that with us. They are not looking to fight on that scale, and for good reason, because we have nukes. Like, I feel like we keep forgetting that. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know why that this just like spun me out, but
I don't know. And I feel like our nukes are probably pretty good.
They're probably pretty crusty and old in their tubes.
Yeah, who knows if any of that still, who knows if any of it's real? It could all just be a bluff, right?
Well, apparently like the president can give the order, but it's not certain that the order would be carried out due to the very obscure and mostly classified chain of command related to nukes.
I wonder if it's like especially different because they have to like look at Trump as the final like withered hand, like maybe like smells kind of bad that they have to place the launch key into.
Yeah, all I know is that whenever I hear Americans talking about China, I get ready for the dumbest fucking shit I have ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. Pretty much regardless of where they're coming from on the topic. It is astonishing.
You have to interrupt the president's like sleep apnea to be like, sir, like, here's the suitcase.
Hey, today you need to be angry at China again. He doesn't even have any taste for it. He doesn't even like getting too angry at China. But man, is Stephen Miller and, DeSantis and all these little fucking Cold War or all these fucking Cold Warriors are activating.
Yeah, like if you are the type of person who reads these big geopolitical think pieces or, God help you, reports from think tanks, you may be familiar with the conventional speculation that America's decline and China's rise will lead to a Chinese-led 21st century.
And that's a bad thing for a bunch of reasons, because the American-led century has gone really, really well.
The reasons people cite for this changing order include China converting their massive manufacturing power into geopolitical leverage, China's increased investment in new technological research in recent decades, and the growing capabilities of the People's Liberation Army.
That's right. Say it proud, baby.
That, combined with America's destabilizing political polarization, massive deficits, deindustrialization, and the general unreliability of the U.S. as a geopolitical partner, will, some claim, cause China to lead the world's economy and security sometime in the coming decades.
I mean, it's definitely no longer like the unipolar order of yesteryear. I mean, it feels a little bit like we're saying, yeah, so one of these days they're going to be the world's leading economy. If you look at the growth over there and look at what's happening here to the economy, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
However, there's one man named Peter Schweizer who has an alternate theory as to why China may overtake the United States in the 21st century.
Oh, God. The Schweizer, by the way, is like the word for Swiss. So I'm already not liking the fact that I'm seeing the Swiss are involved.
Now, this is a theory he had promoted and detailed in his book published earlier this year titled The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon.
Okay, I see what kind of dipshit this is.
Schweizer implies that the Chinese Communist Party is currently executing a decades-long plot to hack the American political and legal system for Chinese benefit.
This was Plandemic 3. This was like what they were going crazy about in Plandemic 3, too.
His main concern rests upon instances of Chinese women traveling to the United States to give birth to U.S. citizens under birthright citizenship. After these babies are born, he says, they are transported back to China where they're educated in schools controlled by the CCP. Once these children become young adults, starting around 2030, he claims, they'll travel back to America where they will presumably vote as a single bloc, obtain sensitive jobs, and enter government, all with the goal of toppling the United States to China's benefit.
I don't think they need the help.
Well, yeah, and if they can put all that plan into motion and make it work exactly as they want, then I think they deserve to take over.
That's such a slow and like thoughtful project too. If it really is going to be done like that, what a nice way to overthrow a country. Kind of a soft coup.
I know.
I'm glad that they're taking it easy on us.
It's like, yeah, we'll use your citizenship loophole to stake a claim, hold our place, if you will. Go back, teach them how to do everything to be not you, not what you've done with your country for the last 250 years. And then when they're 20 years old, we're going to send them back, and you know what? We're not going to put guns in their hands. It's going to be pens and pencils. They're going to be voting. Like, what's the problem? What's so harmful about that?
So you're just saying you don't like Chinese Americans?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, on what planet is this a problem? I also love that they are like, no, the schools in the United States are fucked. Like, we're sending them back to China. And they're like, oh, the CCP school is going to be controlling their minds.
Yeah.
Like, China has huge, very prestigious universities.
Reminds me of that old Onion article. It was like, FBI uncovers Al-Qaeda plot to just sit back and enjoy collapse of the United States.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But, you know, we got to be paranoid about something. I mean, the paranoia must continue.
Yeah, I was saying on Twitter, like, I've never in my entire life walked around the United States and been like, wow, now there's an example of communism.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.